Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Haney. Not necessarily Ravens related, because it isn't. Ravens do play the Pack later in the season. But Tucker Kraft, tight end for the Green Bay Packers, out for the season. Torn ACL, suffered yesterday in their loss at home to the Carolina Panthers, a guy that was having a monster year for Jordan Love and the Pack. Done for the year.
You hate to see that because, you know, he was the best tight end in football right now, and that kills the Packers. We saw Love yesterday. I mean, they were struggling. How about, Bob, they were the first team, I think, in history to not punt in a game and lose.
Packers. And they lose on a last-second field goal.
Yeah.
And they forced turnovers. They couldn't get the running game established. We'll talk more about this when we get to NFL lunch. But big news coming out of Lambeau as Tucker Kraft out for the year for the Packers, who are no longer the number one seed in the NFC. That now belongs to the Philadelphia Eagles. But bringing it closer to home, news from the Nest style. Ravens beat the Dolphins last Thursday, 28-6. Forced a ton of turnovers in doing so. Here's one of the key contributors to that, Teddy Buchanan. Talking about finally winning a turnover battle.
You know, to get three tonight, it definitely is contagious, and we'll look to continue to spread that, if you will, coming up.
And Buchanan's been playing very well.
Defensive rookie of the month.
Yeah, I think he's getting better. You know, each game he's comfortable. And, I mean, I can tell how Roquan talks about him, that he likes playing with him, and he likes his game, where he never talked about Simpson, you know, because Simpson is always kind of lost in space. And, I mean, Bob, it's been, what, 2 or 3 years in a row now? Like, he starts and then dwindles as it goes.
Well, I guess he earned it to some level, Simpson, but he was handed the starting job 2 years in a row. Yep. And, you know, doesn't make it out of the first month of the season. And by the end of last year, he's barely playing at all outside of special teams.
And Buchanan's really good. You know, he's really smart, instinctive. I just wish he had longer arms. And then, you know, some of those tackles that he misses, he wouldn't miss. But he's a football player, is what he is.
So it's one of these good gets for Eric DaCosta.
No doubt, no question.
So far in this year's draft. Now the Ravens, you know, they win two games in less than a week as they beat Chicago last Sunday and then the Dolphins, as we know, last Thursday night. So you're 3-5. You're still chasing in the AFC and in your own division. So what's the mindset of the team, Teddy Buchanan, right now?
Playing this league, I've learned quickly that yeah, it's one game at a time. You know, every team is extremely talented, extremely well coached. So, yeah, it was one game at a time, and, you know, it's going to continue to be that as we, you know, go down the back half of the season.
Yeah, there's no, like in college, Bob, like when I was in college at Notre, I mean, you'd get the Navies and you'd get some games where, you know, you'd win easily and the backups knew they were going to play in the game and stuff. That don't happen in the NFL. Every game, you know, is a game that you could lose if you're not playing your best. I mean, look at the pack. Carolina was an underdog by, what, 2 touchdowns? You know, at Green Bay, which is a hard place to play. So, yeah, every game, any team can win.
Yeah, Minnesota was a pretty significant underdog
at
Detroit.
Double digit.
Yesterday, and they took it on the chin, and we'll get into all of that good stuff and more when we get to Miles Simmons, and then we do our picks. Boy, what a brutal weekend me and Vinny had.
Yes.
No wonder Nolan's being quiet. He's about to explode with self-congratulations. Coming up in about an hour, it is News from the Nest here on this Monday. Also with Teddy Buchanan, teams starting to get together. They're healthier than they've been in quite some time. So I guess, Teddy, that has a lot to do with this, hey, we're still strong enough to do our thing mentality.
Yeah, I mean, with the type of guys that we have, I think, you know, their play on the field speaks for itself. But, you know, just the type of men and leaders that we have on the team, I'm not surprised at all. Coming in as a rookie, getting to learn from guys like Roe, Kyle, Marlon, that's just to name a few. Just getting to learn from them and seeing what type of guys they are. I'm not surprised at all the way we fought these last two games, but we have a lot more work to do, and we'll continue to do that.
If I'm not mistaken, Bob, he was a fifth-year senior. I mean, you can tell he's got a little maturity about him. He's a very mature kid, it sounds like. Very articulate, very smart, knows how to talk to the media. So, yeah, to me, he's an impressive guy.
And he's a guy that, you know, wasn't a first-round draft pick. He came in the fourth round out of Cal. And here is Teddy Buchanan, as we said last week, Defensive Rookie of the Month for October in the NFL, talking about just earning the trust of his teammates.
My teammates and my coaches around me make it super easy for me. They put me in really good spots. And, you know, just the trust that they have in me allows me to play free, allows me to play fast. And, when we got the offense playing how they've played, it makes things easy for me. So I just do my job and let the rest take care of itself.
Well, you earn that trust is what happens, is you earn it throughout camp, you know, OTAs, mini camp, training camp, preseason games, and then you earn it throughout the games and stuff. So he's earned the respect of the guys that he was talking about. He's earned their respect, and they respect his game. Because those veteran guys, they know early on if you can help or not help. And I'm guessing that during camp, they kind of figured out, hey, this guy's going to be able to help us down the road.
What does he need to do to take it to yet another level as the Ravens are still chasing to get into the postseason?
I think, Bob, just keep doing what he's doing. You know, I mean, he's, you know, the more he sees, the more comfortable he gets. He's making a ton of plays. He's getting a bunch of tackles. You know, the thing that he can do is he slides really nice through traffic and stuff, and he can find a football where Simpson couldn't. That's the biggest difference.
Teddy Buchanan leads the Ravens in tackles. Keep in mind that Roquan did miss two games.
Right.
But two of the three leading tacklers for the Ravens are rookies. Teddy Buchanan and Malachi Starks will come back, count some dough, hopefully. A little buy or sell, talk about them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Many sports subjects of this Monday. Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Talk to him about some of the upsets yesterday. And then Green Bay losing their all-pro tight end. The Colts just losing the football. And the Cincinnati defense just losing.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Got a lot going on. World of Sports, going to be talking NFL. Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Bottom of the hour, World Series is over. Maryland's lost 4 in a row. College hoops starts tonight. Terps taking on Coppin. And you can hear the game on The Fan and so much more going on. But right now, let's count some early week money, hopefully, buy or sell.
All right, the Dow is down 160. The S&P's up 16. NASDAQ is up 160. DraftKings is up 44 cents to 31.03. Under Armour is down 6 cents to $4.38.
Well, we got to start in baseball today, and I don't even know how you begin to move on from Saturday's loss if you're the Blue Jays. I mean, where do you just full 162-game season, probably 20, roughly 20 playoff games, and it all ends like that. But their front office must immediately shift their focus to the pending free agents, including a big name in Bo Bichette. Of course, they've been very willing to spend in recent years. They've had a top 10 payroll each of the last four seasons, top five this year with over $279 million spent. If you look at how they've been built, you're asking yourself, what else do they really need to get over that hump? Buy or sell, Bob, Toronto will end up spending even more than they did in 2025 after coming up just short against the league's top spender.
Yeah, I'll buy it because Bichette's gone. Reading analysis of what they're going to do in the offseason. He's going to hit free agency. Chris Bassett probably be gone as well. Hey, Sir Anthony Dominguez is going to be a free agent. You want him back, Nolan? No, yes, no.
No, he already said no last week.
You said no last week. But yes, they tried to sign Ohtani. Didn't happen. They tried to sign Corbin Burns last offseason. They're in the ballpark, no pun intended, financially. So yes, they will spend to fill whatever holes they need to fill, because they're in it to win it. Yeah, bitter taste of defeat. So close to two outs away from winning the world championship.
Well, the 49ers, they've been beat up by injuries all season, but still continue to find ways to win. They took down the Giants yesterday to move to 6-3, and Mac Jones performed well yet again. Don't blink, he's already started 7 times for San Francisco this season, while Brock Purdy has only been available for 2 games dealing with that turf toe injury. Kyle Shanahan recently admitted that when it comes to that kind of injury, it's kind of something that probably won't go away all year long. So even if he does play, he'll be dealing with it in some capacity. But Vinny, buy or sell, even if Purdy doesn't play another game for them this season, Mac Jones good enough to get them a playoff spot?
I'll buy that. I'll buy that. There's, what, 6-3? The biggest difference with them is Salah, their defense. You know, and they've lost two outstanding players in Bosa and Wagner. Well, they're inside backers. I mean, they're playing great defense.
And Salah, Warner.
And Salah's doing a phenomenal job for them. And that's the biggest difference.
How about back to baseball here? Manager jobs continuing to be filled last week. The Twins made a move to scoop up former Pirates skipper Derek Shelton. Minnesota really in a strange spot. Remember, it wasn't long ago ownership was actually shopping the franchise only to take it back. They unloaded at this past deadline. Do still have some key pieces that kind of left them in limbo. Are they going to retool and try to compete again quickly? Or was the sell-off an indication of where they're heading? Now you look at this hire at manager. Shelton never led a team to a winning record. Pretty much his entire tenure in Pittsburgh coincided with their rebuild efforts. So with that in mind, Bob, buy or sell, the Twins choosing Shelton signals that they intend to go all in on the rebuild rather than the retool.
I'm going to soft sell because he was with them as a bench coach for Molitor and Baldelli when they were actually competing. So that's where he got a reputation as being a good baseball guy. You talk about an organization done spend, it's the Pirates. But yeah, they cleaned house at the trade deadline. They're in a division that you think could be winnable. Injuries have always been a problem for them as well. So they might be kind of, sort of waving the white flag, but I don't think totally just yet.
And NFL here, Kyler Murray's situation, really one to keep an eye on moving forward. Things have just never taken off for him after his bright early days in the NFL. Injuries have played a factor for sure, but also him maybe not living up to that status as a high draft pick. The problem really is the fact that they gave him that big contract extension back in 2022. That's going to run through 2027. Now, they can't avoid a cap hit here by cutting or trading him until after next year, but if I'm reading this correctly, they'd take roughly a $2 million hit for next year if they were to trade him in the summer, then an additional $7 million for the following season, 2027. So it's a hit, but maybe not the biggest in nature. With that in mind, Vinny, buy or sell, Arizona will bite the bullet just to get Murray off the team, take a slight hit to reset at quarterback.
I'll sell that, right, because who's going to replace him? I mean, that's always the question. And, you know, the thing is the people that are there now in Arizona, GM and coaches, They were not the ones that gave him the extension. They didn't draft him. So it seems like they kind of like Jacoby Brissett a little bit better right now. They're in no hurry to get him back healthy. You know, remember they had to put into his contract or whatever about going to meetings and showing up, you know, for those kind of things. I mean,
he was the video game guy.
Yes, right?
It's so long, completely forgot about that story. But there was the whole contract story. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I mean, it's a guy that is he all in or not to be a quarterback and putting in the work and things that you've got to do when you're a quarterback.
Well, the way they're going right now, they might be drafting quarterback next year.
Fernando.
Looking at it.
Fernando.
Well, before we hit the break here, we do some giveaways all week long, and this is important because this coming Sunday for Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, a new location for us. We're going to be at Barrel House Live in Falston. We want everyone to come out there and join us as we broadcast the pregame show leading up to the Ravens taking on the Vikings. But want a little incentive to join us? How about a $50 gift card to Barrel House Live? Nice. We'll be giving these away all week long. So for today, I'm looking for caller number 5 at 410-583-1057. Again, a chance to join us this Sunday. $50 gift card to Barrel House Live.
When we come back, Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Get his thoughts on the league 9 weeks in. Wraps up tonight, Arizona. We just talked about them taking on the Cowboys, other coaches on the hot seat as we move into the second half of this NFL season. Get to the Funhouse. We didn't get to it last hour with Nolan McGraw. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll look at our picks. How that go this weekend? College of Pro, not so well for a couple of us. And then the Wizard, Walt Williams. We'll talk to him about the start of Maryland basketball season. Tonight, 6:30, down at CFG. Pregame starts at 5:30. Terps, the buzz era. Feeling the buzz, taking on Larry Stewart's Eagles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And here to talk about the National Football League, where we are now. Hey, Buffalo beat Kansas City again. Hooray. Let's do it in January, right? Joining us now for ProFootballTalk.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Window Nation guest hotline. He's Miles Simmons. Miles, how you feeling today?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Hey, I gotta say, nobody brings me in with better music than this radio station. I mean, like, it is so consistently good. We had Steely Dan before. We got Midnight. We got Rat. I mean, like, come on, man. I love it. That's why I love coming on here in Baltimore. It's great.
Whenever you want some Britney Fox, we got you covered there too, Miles, if you know what I'm saying. All right, let's talk about the Norths, the AFC and the NFC. And that thing got a little topsy-turvy yesterday, the NFC North, with Chicago coming back to beat Cincy, Green Bay losing at home, Vikings winning at Detroit. Then you have the AFC North, where only one team right now is above 500. Which division right now is more intriguing, and which one is the most winnable? Insert favorite here.
Oh, that's so interesting. AFC North, probably the most winnable. And I mean that in the sense that I mean, it's going to be one of two teams, right? It's going to be either Baltimore coming back with a pretty favorable schedule, at least over the next few weeks. And you got the Steelers, and, you know, they're kind of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, whatever you want to call it, like, because of the way that sometimes they look really good. I mean, the Colts have been the league's best team throughout the course of the 2025 season, and they really took them to task yesterday in Pittsburgh, forcing, I think, 6 turnovers at the end of the game. So that, to me, makes the Steelers that much more intriguing. But then you look at the way the Steelers have handled some of these games, and you're saying to yourself, man, this is not right. This is not good enough. You don't expect that they're going to be able to at least compete for something in January. And I think that the door is going to be open for the Ravens, especially if they continue to play as they did on Thursday night, and Lamar Jackson is going to be that good. Obviously, not everybody is going to be as, you know, a poor quality opponent as Miami was, where, you know, you beat them, and then they fire their GM the next day, or excuse me, mutually part ways with the GM the next day. So that there's that. But yeah, I think AFC North is more winnable. NFC North, though, probably a little bit more intriguing because the teams are good. I mean, with, you know, the Vikings right now, which were a playoff team last year and had 15 wins last year, they are still the worst team right now at 4-4. And they kind of took the Lions to task with a young quarterback in J.J. McCarthy that there's so many questions about, you know, still here in his second season. So that's, I guess, the way I see it. And you look at the Packers too, and I watched covered that whole game yesterday for our website at PFT, and it's just totally disappointing performance where Jordan Love doesn't look in sync with the receivers. And yeah, there were some injuries. You know, Tucker Kraft being out for the year with the ACL obviously going to really damage that offense. But you expect more out of an opponent than out of your team against that particular opponent than you got yesterday with the Packers. And that sometimes has been a thing with that Matt LaFleur coach team where they just have clunkers at some point in the year. You got to try to avoid that, especially with how good the quality of teams are in the NFC North.
Now, Miles, would it be fair to say that the Rams and Seahawks are the two best teams in football right now?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, honestly, I mean, the way the Seahawks just, I mean, absolutely beat the stuff out of Washington last night. I mean, you have to consider them up there. I am not a believer in Sam Darnold, so I feel like the other shoe is going to drop at some point. And, you know, look, he was excellent last night. You can't deny that. You know, when you complete your first 17 passes, you're tying a franchise record set by Warren Moon. Like, you can't really be a hater on that, you know, especially if he throws four touchdowns or scored two touchdowns in 11 seconds. But in my opinion, right now, Matthew Stafford is the MVP of the National Football League. And it's interesting because the Rams' special teams have been so bad that it really cost them two games. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the Eagles game and the San Francisco 49ers game, although also there was that fumble by Kyron Williams as well in that one. So Matthew Stafford has played well enough that the Rams really should be 8-0. And if they fix their kicking game, which they have to do, then the Rams, I think, have as good a team as anybody and should be considered one of the Super Bowl favorites. So, yeah, you know, when you put it that way, yes, it just seems like those two teams are really the class of the NFL right now.
All right, Miles, my next question, speaking of the Rams and their kicking situation, after next week, do they add Justin Tucker?
You know, it's something that I thought about too, but what's interesting, listening to Sean McVay's press conference from last night postgame, this is not just an issue with the kicker, right? Where it's Joshua Cardi, and yeah, he's missed eight kicks. Yes, it's absolutely, it's protection. I think it's the snapper. I think it's the holder. I think it's the coaching and what they're being taught. It is a global thing. And the issue then becomes, hey, you're coming off the bye, right? You had a week to fix all this stuff, and you still didn't fix it. That's where I think now major changes are going to have to come about. And listening to Sean McVay last night, where he's talking about, you know, I don't want to sit here and publicly blame people, it seems like he knows exactly what the issues are, was hoping that they would be corrected. And since they weren't, now he's really going to have to just make major changes. And, you know, we'll see if that does include bringing in somebody like a Justin Tucker. I think it could. But I also think that there are more issues than just the kicker himself. Even though, I put it on social media yesterday, I mean, Cardi missed the 39-yard field goal about as wide left as you can. And then he missed an extra point about as wide right as you can. And it looked like me when I'm trying to play video games and, you know, I've had a couple adult beverages on a Friday night. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Now, what about between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow? How many trades are going to go down?
Fewer than are rumored. And isn't that always the way, you know, the NFL trading deadline happens where it's, yes, we understand that people want to make trades and, you know, there are needs for different teams. And of course the Ravens would probably like to add somebody in the secondary again. You know, there's just things
that rusher. How about a pass rusher?
Okay. Or a pass rusher too. I mean, but like you see that there are these different needs, right? And you just can't fill them all. And then the other aspect of it is if you're bringing somebody in, are they going to be able to figure out what it is that they need to do to be successful on their new team quickly? And so many times they're not, because football schemes are complicated and there are different languages and there are 11 guys on the field at a time. And do you know how one player reacts to the other or what they usually do? And how is that going to mesh with what you do? So that's part of why I think there are fewer trades than you might want, you know, or would think that there could be. But yeah, I would say that, you know, teams like the Dolphins probably going to make another move or two. You might see, you know, guys like the Browns too. I mean, I don't think Myles Garrett's going to get traded, but just based on the way things are, you know, there's another couple contracts that could get moved. The Jets, you know, Tennessee, got teams that, New Orleans, another one, teams that have 1 to 2 wins where you're like, yeah, the season ain't going the way you want it to go, and they have expiring contracts. Those are teams that, yeah, I think can make a move or two.
What do you think about tonight's game? Who are you liking in that one?
Well, I like Dallas mainly because I think their offense is really, really good. And, you know, Jacoby Brissett, God love him. I mean, that's not, you know, a great caliber quarterback. Even though the Dallas Cowboys defense has made a lot of quarterbacks look like Joe Montana this year. I mean, there's only so far that Jacoby Brissett can take you before he's going to throw a back-breaking interception. I mean, I'm from Cleveland. I'm a Browns guy. I saw it enough times in the times that Jacoby Brissett was playing for them. So I think Dallas is elite offense. You know, with the way they've got things going right now with Dak Prescott, those two really good wide receivers, I think they're going to keep it rolling. It's really interesting to me how Kyler Murray is or is not potentially in favor with the Cardinals. Yeah, he's got foot injury and there's all that. But when, you know, you got the head coach saying, oh, he's not going to start, but he may have a role depending on how practice goes, that is intriguing to me. I don't understand what that role could be. I guess we'll see it, what happens tonight. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. We'll see if, you know, the NFL can pressure YouTube TV and Disney to, like, get their acts together, because I'm a YouTube TV customer. Of course, you know, it's the way you get Sunday ticket, and I would like to see the game without having to subscribe to another streaming service. So let's get that done, please, corporations.
It's like Cincinnati's defense. Just get it done in the fourth quarter. You might be 5-4 right now. He's Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Miles, what's happening on the website this morning? Now this afternoon,
yes, that's true. We've got plenty of coverage. It's still morning out here in Los Angeles. We've got plenty of coverage on all things NFL, especially the NFL trading deadline. You can mostly check out, be sure to check out the NFL trade deadline tracker. We've also got another story. Speaking of the Bengals, they are on pace to have the most points in a season in NFL history. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, and we thought they were bad last year. Oh, they're like the 85 Bears, right? Compared to this one. He's Miles Simmons. Miles, we appreciate it. Enjoy Monday Night Football. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, take care, guys.
You got it. Miles Simmons, everybody. We'll come back, get reconnected with Nolan McGraw, maybe take a trip to his fun house since we couldn't get there last hour. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. We got our picks. We'll look back at those things. That's why Nolan's being so quiet. He's going to be popping off Muhammad Ali style around 1:15. And then Walt Williams, the Wizard, preview Maryland's basketball season, which starts tonight down in Baltimore against Coppin. You can hear the game on 105.7 The Fan. As Arizona's taking on the Cowboys, Arizona going with Jacoby Brissett. And as we just talked about with Miles Simmons, that's a rudderless ship in Arizona. Kyler Murray, injury plagued, got paid, just can't seem to get out of their own way after it looked like they were an ascending franchise. Marvin Harrison Jr.'s had some injury problems and some drop problems. Calais Campbell, by the way, could be a guy on the move by 4 o'clock tomorrow, so we'll keep you up to date on the trade deadline and all that good stuff. Big injury news in Washington, bad injury news in Washington, and Green Bay. We got that coming as well. But let's bring Nolan McGraw in here. Quick draw, how you feeling?
Feeling.
I haven't really spoken to you much today.
Sorry, no, feeling good, feeling great. How could you not? It's a beautiful Monday here, and Maryland basketball starts tonight, and that's the real reason to smile. I will be in the building. I will be there at CFG Bank Arena tonight. Couldn't miss the opportunity to see the Terps, I guess, this close to home. It's been quite a while. I think 2018, 2017 was the last time they played at the arena, so long overdue, and good to get all the local action in there tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. And then you got Towson Loyola coming up after Maryland and Coppin. Maryland and Towson would have been an interesting opener for sure. Towson favored to win the CAA. I think Towson Loyola is on either Masson or Monumental tonight, one or the other. It's on the tube. Check your local listings. Coming up after Maryland and Coppin, which you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. But Maryland work in progress. We talked about it with Keith on Friday. I mean, still plagued by injury. Solomon Washington's going to be out for probably a couple of months with an ankle, but we'll see if Watts and Rice and all of these guys are going to be in there against the Eagles this evening.
Well, that's the thing. Besides a win tonight, which is the bare minimum.
Sure.
I mean, you're, what, over 25-point favorites. You got to win. I don't care how banged up you are. But besides that, for me, as the viewer, got to learn the new team. I mean, that's a yearly occurrence now in college sports, especially college basketball, but this is more so than any other year. We completely wiped out anything that was there from the Willard era. All new team, all new staff. So we'll talk to Buzz Williams tomorrow, see how he felt about the game. But yeah, I mean, this is these early stages. It's a learning process, even for the most hardcore fans. Just who's out there, who's available.
And then Villanova plays tonight against BYU. Braden Pierce and Gapari are on Kevin Willard's Wildcats. BYU's a highly regarded team starting the season. That game's on TNT. So we're watching women's basketball as we speak. Duke 33-29 over Baylor, a battle of top 20 teams over in France. France, Nolan. And Maryland's playing South Carolina in this thing, too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It's the we play.
Oh, and I see that. Yeah.
We spelled O-U-I.
Well, when we were younger, Bob, wasn't there a magazine called We?
Yes, and it had nothing to do with basketball. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we have time for a Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw.
On that note, yes.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Let's see. Well, we got to start with the other Maryland team, Maryland football. Fans running hot after Saturday's blowout, including Eric in Bel Air. He's done with Mike Locksley. Says Locksley took over garbage, sure, but proceeded to generate more garbage, winning toilet bowl games where everybody who gets the six wins automatically gets into a bowl game that doesn't count, padding all your wins early in September against cupcakes, the only reason they were able to go to three straight bowl games. There should be no more patience for him with the program. His record speaks for itself, not just here, but at New Mexico as well.
And we had a caller bring up the three straight bowl wins, which is commendable. And no, it had never happened at Maryland before. But Jerry Claiborne was winning conference championships. Bobby Ross was winning conference championships. Ralph Friedgen was winning conference championships. That's the major difference. And there weren't 40 bowl games. And then you're playing in a bowl game where the half the team that you're playing, their players have opted out because they're going to the draft or they just don't want to play for whatever reason. Mike Locksley's not going to, I don't think, is going to get fired after the season or during the season. Like we, by the way, DJ Durkin taking over for Hugh Freeze on an interim basis at Auburn. But I would have to think next year, Mike Locksley's got to go in on the hot seat. Last year of his deal and everything that goes along with it. And you're hoping that the poachers don't come along waving big fat checkbooks. Because, yeah, the financial landscape has changed.
Yeah, and I'll make a bet, Bob. If they lose out, somebody will step up and buy them out, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what the buyout total is.
I think it's 13, 6 mil? I think it was 6.
I'm not sure.
Let's see here. Another text says, this is Kevin and Easton talking about the best World Series games of all time. A lot of people think that Saturday night, Dodgers and Blue Jays, was just that. But Kevin here says his pick for the best game is still Game 7 of 91. Twins beat the Braves 1-0. Ooh. Jack Morris, complete game.
That's a great one. That was 10 innings, too. That was an sack fly won it. So it wasn't a dramatic home run, Gene Larkin, but still, John Smoltz and Jack Morris, two Hall of Famers, dueling in that one, which you would never see again. Both guys getting deep into it. Morris going 10 innings, no doubt about it. The game before, Kirby Puckett hit the walk-off homer in Game 6 off. Yeah, that was actually, come to think of it, the 91 World Series was kind of badass. I mean, the Braves had gone from worst to first, upset the Pirates in the playoffs. Minnesota, you know, they stunned the Blue Jays in the ALCS. That was a really, really forgotten good seven-game tilt, no doubt. Yeah, good call, Texter.
And one last one here, sticking with baseball, more Orioles-related. Some skepticism about how much will be spent this offseason, including this Texter, who says it starts and ends with ownership. At least the previous ownership told us up front about their intentions, and how they cared about was the money and the revenue, and that we therefore shouldn't expect anything different. However, this new regime not going anywhere while telling us different.
Well, we don't know yet. This guy's owned the team for a year.
And he has said that he's willing to spend.
They gave Bisaccia the extension. Granted, it wasn't a half a bill like Vlad Jr. got in Toronto. We'll see. Action, not words, as Def Leppard said. Yeah. I mean, you can say it all you want. You got to do it. They were about to make Corbin Burns the highest paid pitcher in baseball last year, and he wound up going to Arizona. So we'll see. And they did increase payroll. They got a lot of in-house dudes to take care of arbitration-wise. But Rich Dubroff said it last hour. He expects them to be aggressive. But will it be like Toronto? Futile effort to sign dudes because they just want to go somewhere else. We'll see. David Rubenstein, Mike Elias, and the new manager. Hey, we're going to park the car at the... Yeah, I'm gonna get sick of doing that already. But either way, Alcaraz will meet with the media tomorrow, so it's going to be fun.
Albernaz. Not the tennis player.
Right. And I'm thinking of Alcantara, who I wouldn't mind seeing the Orioles trade for either, out of Miami after a big second half of the season. And NFL lunch coming up next. Going to shove some more football down your suck holes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.